Attention, Mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's Mill Spouse Empowerment Moment. I'm Annie Pierce, your Director of Marketing, and today I'm going to be talking to you about how we compare ourselves to others and how that's not fair to ourselves. But first, we would like to thank First Command Financial Services for sponsoring today's episode. First Command offers complimentary financial plans for active duty military, E5 and above. Visit firstcommand.com to learn more and to find a financial coach near you. So there are so many social media platforms out there and so many social media influencers that it makes it really easy to compare ourselves to others. But that's not fair to ourselves, especially if you think about it. If you're comparing your real life to someone else's social media, that's not a real snapshot of their lives. We tend to use social media as our highlight reel, and it can be easy to miss the struggles that the person behind the screen is actually going through. Plus, when we compare ourselves to others, we tend to compare our worst selves to others' best selves. Again, not real fair to ourselves. And I can't remember where I heard this, but I once heard that you shouldn't say anything to yourself that you wouldn't say to your best friend. And I love this. I think it's a great piece of advice. We tend to be our own harshest critic, but we would jump at the chance to uplift our best friend. So why should we do that for ourselves? I know I've talked about this before, and I will probably continue to talk about it until it's over, but because it feels like it won't be over. But my husband is currently deployed, and oh my goodness, this deployment feels like the most difficult one. I find that I'm comparing how I'm doing to how other wives are doing. But again, that's not comparing apples to apples. I'm comparing how I'm doing in real life to my perception of how someone else is doing. Our situations could be totally different. I'm currently having a hard time, full disclosure. And it's probably because this is the current one, and we tend to have selective memory when it comes to all the minutia that we went through. But there's also so many factors that go into it. My son, who used to love sleep, and honestly, he would advocate for his own sleep, he's now decided, mom, sleep isn't really worth all the hype. And soon after my husband gets back, we're going to be moving, and it'll be the first time that we won't be close to a military base. And this deployment is already longer than the last deployment. My husband, honestly, he, crazy enough, left around the same time of year and was getting home around now. I think it was 2020. I think he was already home but was in quarantine because it was 2020. So as the temperatures start to drop here at Drum, and I kid you not, our weather forecasters are already talking about snow, I am sorely missing my other half. And for some reason, that's when I tend to look to other spouses to see how they are handling this deployment. But again, I'm comparing my real life to my perception of their real life, which is not a true comparison. There's a great TED Talk out there, and I know I've mentioned this before, but I just love it. It's by Ash Beckham, about hard conversations. And she points out that there's no harder, there's just hard. You have no way of knowing whether your hard experience is harder than somebody else's. Because you don't know what's hard for someone else. So things that might come easy for someone else may be hard for you, but the same is true of the opposite. So things that might be easy for you could be hard for someone else. We honestly all have different strengths and weaknesses, and we've all gone through hard times. Remember, you never know the silent struggle that someone else is going through, and kindness can go a long way. And actually, have you ever found yourself in a conversation with another male spouse that you just met? And all of a sudden, you find yourself swapping stories of just how crazy this male spouse life can be. And without even meaning to, you find yourself locked in this friendly one-upping battle. Yeah, we should stop that. Because again, who's to say what experience is harder? It's all hard. This male spouse life is hard. So if you're currently having a hard time with it, know that you're not alone. Actually, you're in good company. And one thing about comparing yourself to others is that it doesn't help our mental health. In fact, it tends to have the negative effect. So can we all just agree to stop? Or I know stopping is hard. At least let's agree to not do it as much. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, okay, sounds good in theory, but how do I actually go about doing that? Well, I actually have a couple of tips for that. And the first one has to do with social media. Think about taking a break from social media, or at least put a limit on how much time you spend on there. We've all been there where we've fallen down the social media rabbit hole and we have no idea how much time we've just lost. I've actually taken on my phone, on the home screen on my phone, I've taken all the social media off, and that honestly helped initially until I figured out where I actually put it. I hid it for myself. But I've also toyed with the idea of putting my phone away for a whole day and just like not touching my phone. In full disclosure, I have not done this yet because I never know when my husband's going to call. So I haven't implemented this, but I really want to. And then my other solution to not using social media is getting outside more. And I know this is especially if you're in up north, like I am, it's harder in the winter. I totally get it. But whenever I go on hikes, I'm not going to be checking my social media. And I tend to only check my phone to see how much further we have to go, which with a 35-pound toddler on your back, you really want to know how much further you have to go. Another way to stop comparing yourself to others is just to remember how great you are. You are worth celebrating. And not just the big accomplishments, but the small ones too. I remember the last deployment, I was so tired of celebrating the fact that I kept the baby alive that I got really excited when I hung up a shelf all by myself. It felt like such a big accomplishment, even though to someone else, it might be like, oh, that'll take me 2 minutes to do. For me, it took me a little bit of time. So don't forget to celebrate the small accomplishments. And also check out, Sharita has a meme about the importance of male spouse celebrations. Plus, you never know who's watching you for inspirations. And lastly, remember to be grateful. What in your life are you grateful for? You could even write it down and check your list every so often. Or you could write it down on a time basis, like every day or every week. Or you could hunt the good stuff. My friend and I were just talking about that. Even in hard seasons, I bet you can find good things that are happening in your life. For instance, for my life, it would be that my son is mainly happy. Yes, he's a toddler, so he has his moments of toddler tantrums or frustrations, but generally he's a happy kid. And honestly, this may be terrible, but his frustrations, they kind of make me laugh because he started to like I guess, pick up on how I talk when I'm frustrated. So he starts to just, he puts his hands on his hips too, which I guess I do. All we can do is try. And remember, we tend to be our own harshest critics. So don't say something to yourself that you wouldn't say to your best friend. And don't forget, when you compare yourself to someone else, you're not comparing apples to apples. And in fact, you're hurting yourself in the process. Don't forget, you're doing a great job. This mill spouse life is hard. You're doing a good job. I want to say thank you again to today's sponsor, First Command Financial Services. With 4 out of 5 financial coaches coming from the ranks of military spouses or veterans, they're uniquely qualified to help you pursue financial security. Visit firstcommand.com to learn more and to find a financial coach near you. And as we wrap up, be sure to catch our full-length podcasts on our website, armywifenetwork.com, or on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify. We would also love it if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts and recommend our network to your network. Connect with us on social media when you're not taking a break from it at Army Wife Network on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Pinterest. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to our semi-monthly newsletter, The SITREP. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Network is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network command team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.